HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Enjoy Our Universe, You Have No Other Choice, by Alvaro de Rujula, read by Sean Renett. Preface. Most people, and among them most scientists, are familiar with the rules of some sports and the results of their recent games. This may be because they practiced these sports themselves, or simply because sports are fun to follow. Most scientists practice their trade, and even if they do not, they consider that progress in science is fun to follow. And here ends the similarity between sports and science, or between most scientists and most people. A large fraction of non-scientists would not enthusiastically adhere to the opinion that understanding the universe in which we happen to be, or simply to attempt to do it, is also great fun. "I wouldn't understand anything" is not an uncommon reaction to any text on science. In my opinion, the main reason is not that science is boring and unfathomable, but that more often than not, it is not properly taught. But even in a good kindergarten, kids may be taught the scientific method, doing experiments and drawing conclusions from their results. To be specific, fairly young children may be given a balance, a kettle, a kitchen utensil that measures volumes of liquid and various types of balls, a tennis ball, a golf ball, a table tennis ball, a billiard ball. The aim of the game is to figure out what it is that makes balls float or sink. The results are surprising. Children find out fast that it is not the size that matters, but something also involving the weight. If they are not